Hi.
Where am I going to put this?
Hello, love. I'm Sarah Powell, and I've just had an absolutely charming little Elevenses. A lovely plate. Wensleydale, one of my favourites. An apple for good health. And two Ryvita. And I know Ryvita can perhaps make you think of 80s leotards, but actually I enjoy a Ryvita. I love a Ryvita from time to time. And today was one of those times. So just a terrific snack. I'm sorry it's over. So I completely forgot to tell you about this. So when I was up at June's for Easter, I stayed up for a bit longer. And one of the things that we did was we went to Chester Zoo for the day. So it was me and John, Nancy Louie, mum and dad, John, and all the kids, right? Including my niece and nephew, Felix and Stella. So we all go to the zoo. We've been around the zoo. We've had a lovely day. Elephants, lionesses, tigers. Sadly, the giraffes weren't out, which was a blow. Camels, sloths, very good fun. Spider monkeys. Honestly, just a terrific day out. And the highlight of any trip like this is, of course, the gift shop at the end, which I understand because actually they're completely not for profit. So they do need people to buy a cuddly gibbon on the way out because that's how they keep going. John took a very sharp exit. He was like, you stay here, choose the, they can all choose that. I'm going to wait outside. My dad also took that approach. So they've gone out. I can't really emphasise enough how busy the Chester Zoo gift shop was. I mean, it was Piccadilly Circus on the Friday before Christmas. You know, it was so busy. There was people everywhere. And I have to say, there were so many members of staff who were all gorgeous. They were so lovely and really helpful and directing. Like, some of them were holding signs saying, queue this way. It was very organised. At the same time, it was incredibly busy. And so the girls wanted toy flamingos, fine, sorted. And then Felix, who's four, nearly five, couldn't decide what he wanted. So I was like, okay, like, we'll go round together. So the girls are with mum, they get in the queue and we're trying to find something. And Felix, understandably, he's completely overwhelmed by the people, the produce, the fact that he could go home with any of these items. It's all a bit much, right? Anyway, time goes on. I look up, June's at the till. So I was like, come on, Felix, let's go over. Went over to the till, turn round, where's Felix? I've lost Felix in the very, very, very busy gift shop. So I start looking and I'm sort of looking around. Also, for some reason, I had this enormous bag on my back and I don't know why I didn't hand that to John and say, you take this bag while you wait outside. So I'm looking and like, you know, so I'm looking and going around corners and everything. Anyway, this probably went on for a minute and then I spotted him and he was holding the hand of this absolutely lovely security guard who turned around. Felix was like, Sarah! And I was like, oh, there you are, I found him. Anyway, I said to him, I said, Felix, did you go up to her? And she said, no, she came up to me and said, are you lost? And Felix said, yes. And then she said, who are we looking for? And he said, Sarah. And then she said, what does she look like? And Felix, my beloved nephew, said to this lady, she's got blonde hair and a big white face. That was the description of me that was given. And it's, I mean, it's surprisingly accurate. That's what came to mind when he thought of me, when he pictured me in his mind to describe me. Blonde hair and a big white face. I might actually change my Instagram bio to that. He then did choose the aforementioned cuddly gibbon, which had a bit of Velcro so you could attach it behind the back of your neck. We called it Billy Gibbon. I mean, just joy, pure joy there from the visit to the zoo. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for listening. I love you very much, and I will see you next time for 11s with me.